I am doing awesome. About to play the World Champs in a great game in a great venue. And I get a chance to come down and see Jason Wallers, man.
Raheem, you know, off the near miss to the playoffs last year, what's kind of derailed the season to this point so far for you guys?
That's your term, derailed. You know, we had a setback. You know, things of that nature happens when you play good football teams in the National Football League. The best thing that could happen for us is a great team coming in, or a great team we got to go face this week to get back focused. So we just look forward to doing that and getting back on track and having the opportunity to go play a really good football team.
Is Josh going through the quote-unquote sophomore slump, or I guess what's the story there?
No, he's been playing really good defenses. They've done a better job than us this year in preparing their football teams and some of the games that they've won. We got to go out and do what we do best, and that's try to play fast, play hard, play smart, and play consistent. And we'll have the ability to go out there and do that, hopefully again, for the next couple of weeks.
Raheem, everybody knows about the Packers' offense, but their defense kind of played up to its potential on Monday night. How tough and out are these guys when both sides, and I guess we can throw special teams in there, and all three plays are going, how tough are these guys?
This is obviously, you know, one of the best teams in National Football League. They showed that last year. You know, Coach Capers does a great job with that defense. You know, they go out there, they play their two-man. They play really tough defense and man-to-man coverage. They get out there, they blitz you all over the place. They have the ability to sit back in coverage and really do whatever they want. They lead the league in interceptions. I know they were getting a lot of critical thoughts of them earlier, but when you lead the league in interceptions, it's kind of hard for me to be critical as a coach. Their turnover ratio is phenomenal. They find a way to win games. They're 8-0, whatever they are. It's unbelievable. I mean, I guess people look for things to talk about. People look for things to not get to thrown. And if you want to nitpick and say that they gave up yards, I guess you can do that. You know, my term out here has always been stats for losers.
What's the difference between this season and last season for you, Coach?
We played a couple of tougher teams. You know, the games that we have lost, we've lost to the Houston Texans, who are first place in the division, or second. We've also lost to the Chicago Bears, who are second in their division, which is your division. We've lost to the New Orleans Saints, which lead our division. And we played some tougher teams, man. We played the Detroit Lions, which are, you know, second or third in their division, which are off and running and rolling. So we played some really tough teams. They've done a great job, and we got to play better. So we got to execute. We haven't played fast, hard, smart, and consistent as we played last year. In order to get more wins, we got to do that and get back to that.
Have you figured out a way, watching tape, where you can disrupt Rodgers in this offense?
No. Rodgers is a beast. He's going to go out there and execute his offense. And you got to try to go out there and execute your offense, do the best thing you can do. Obviously, you need your D-line to show up. You know, obviously, you need your secondary members to show up. And obviously, you have to tackle. Those are the things. You got to rely on your fundamental core beliefs when you're going to play a guy or a team as good and as well-prepared as the Green Bay Packers.
How do you explain your guys' chronic slow starts this year?
You know, you don't know. You know, you come out, we've started slow, but we finished fast in a couple, and those have been the ones we've won. And that's what we tend to focus on. You know, you got to get out there and play the game and execute as fast as you can. And we haven't got it going as quickly as we'd like. But hopefully we continue to get a couple more wins to put ourselves back in this race.
What are you expecting out of Haynesworth, Raheem?
The same thing he gave us last week. He gave us a quality play. He gave us a couple snaps out there, 47 snaps to be exact. He gave us 7 tackles. And if we can get him just to get better and better every week to be a contributor to this football team, which all he wants to do, that's what we're looking for.
You got a former, Packer, Craig Lumpkin, kind of your third down guy. Can you talk about him?
He's done a great job for us, man. He's come down here, really done a nice job in our protective system. He brought a lot of carryover from Green Bay. He brought a lot of things to our program, to our status. He certainly elevated his position here. LeGarrette Blount and him came at the same time. LeGarrette Blount's become the featured runner. He's become our third down protector, our third down pass receiving catcher guy. He's also shown the ability to go out there and be able to run and play special teams for us. So we're really proud of what he's been able to do for us and Craig Lumpkin and all the dynamics he brings to us. He brings professional attitude every single day, and that's all I can ask from the young man.
When you go up against a team like this with an explosive offense and say they go up by 14, when you get the ball back, do you have to maintain that you still want to try and run the ball and try and keep a possession game and play all 4 quarters that way?
You go out there and execute your game plan, no matter what it is. You know, if you go out to run the football, then you run the football. If you go out to throw the football, you throw the football. Whatever the game plan is for that game, as what you go out there and execute, you know, despite the score, no matter what's going on, what situation they call for.
The Packers have been deferring the kick often now. How unique is that, and what's your take on that?
They gain a field position. You know, they're expecting the defense to go out there and get quick stops or a turnover to keep you backed up, get their offense into great field position, get those guys to jump on you with a 7-0 lead, have the ability to come out and get another quick stop and possibly get their offense back out there. They're playing the game the way they want to play it. They're dictating their terms. They're playing championship football, and that's why they have the record they have.
Should they win the toss this Sunday, do you just assume they're going to defer again?
I'm going to let them make that decision, and then I'm going to go play off of it. You know, hopefully we win it, and we can make a decision and take the lead what we want to do right from the beginning and hopefully get out to a quicker start than we have been.
Coach, why do you feel Mike Williams has struggled this season in his second season?
You know, we've all struggled a little bit on offense. You know, we got to get out there and get the ability to get the balls in our hands and our playmakers' hands. We got to go execute. We got to play fast, smart, and consistent. We haven't been able to do that enough across the board, and that's why our record is what it is. So we got to go out there and improve all those things, you know, right now, and we got a golden opportunity versus the chance.